Sherry Rose tried to go to a local craft store this past weekend. She thought she could quickly run in for a few things while she was taking care of other errands.
As soon as we turned the corner, the parking lot was just packed.
She didn't stop at the store and kept driving.
You would have thought it was a Black Friday. There were so many cars. This is ridiculous. How can we be having so much COVID problems and people are packing the stores like this?
Rose isn't the only Lubbock citizen thinking this. Concerned commenters have flooded social media about specific businesses they don't think are following occupancy and masking rules. County Judge Curtis Parrish says officials are doing what they can to enforce statewide rules, but he says the protocols in place don't allow for them to do much. He gave an analogy.
If you're speeding or you're not wearing your seatbelt, then the cops can pull you over, give you a ticket. There is no mechanism like that for this mask order or even a large gathering order.
Local level leaders across Texas have voiced similar frustrations. The El Paso County judge tried to issue a countywide shutdown because he felt the state mandates weren't doing enough for the virus-ravaged community. Texas courts said he couldn't do that. El Paso is just one example. Parrish says communities should be able to better address local problems.
I would like to see the governor's office turn over some of the management of this disaster back to the local authorities. I think we know what's best and how best to handle this.
But at a news conference in Lubbock, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that is unlikely to happen. He wants local officials to enforce what's already on the books.
Some local officials are not using the tools that are available to them to make sure that they are taking every step they need. So just giving more tools won't mean anything.
The tools Abbott is referring to are outlined in his most recent executive order. It allowed for further reopenings after the spring shutdown, as long as an area's hospitalizations remain low. Lubbock has been considered a region with high hospitalizations for over a month now. Parrish says Abbott has made one thing clear. He wants to manage the pandemic from Austin.
One of the issues that I've had with the governor from the beginning is that one size doesn't fit all. What's good for Harris County, what's good for Dallas County, is not necessarily what's good for Lubbock County.
Brandon Rottinghouse, a political science professor at the University of Houston, says the blanket approach to reducing coronavirus spread in Texas goes against the decentralized political system.
Allowing for local control just makes more sense. The resources are there and it's available for those officials to be on the ground talking to people and really trying to stop the spread of the virus.
Rottinghouse notes that at the beginning of the pandemic, local governments had more power. He thinks the state-level leaders were worried about the economic impacts of restrictive municipal shutdowns, so they created orders that superseded local ones. Now, local officials have to make those work.
The best the counties can do is to engage in dogged enforcement of capacity limits and mask mandates and just good old-fashioned moral persuasion that people should do the right thing and protect each other.
Because of Lubbock's high hospitalization rate, restaurants and non-essential retail stores should be operating at 50% capacity. And the statewide mask mandate is still in effect. The Lubbock Police Department fields calls about businesses and people not following the rules. Police spokeswoman Allison Matherly says the number of those calls has decreased. At the beginning of the pandemic, they could get 20 to 30 complaints a day. Now it's more like a handful a week. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.